This is Mark with safedaytrading.org. And if you'd like to get free information on how to safely trade day trading activities, stop in and get free information at safedaytrading.org. Again, that's safedaytrading.org.
Hi, this is Mark Stowers with the podcast Safe Day Trading. And today with me, I have Creta. Creta, how are you?
Hi, Mark. I'm doing great. Thanks. Great to be here.
Good. Can you introduce yourself and give us a little background about you?
Sure. So my name's Creta Sheehy Kelly. I'm a high performance psychologist and I work primarily with elite professional athletes and traders. And in terms of trading, it's to help traders get the mental edge to maximize profit. So really I help people enhance performance by working on their mindset and emotions. And I've been working in the industry for, you know, many years now, and I've worked with a lot of different performance domains, so like everything from aviation to opera singers, but I'm really focused in on trading and professional sports.
Great. Now, you know, you and I were talking kind of off the air about some of the issues with a trader, and, you know, I was talking about how safe day trading develops a process for trading, but there's always the two issues out there, fear and greed, you know? So what are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. So I think that kind of, at a very fundamental level, that explains how mindset and emotions can impact your trading performance. So, you know, most traders, when they have good technical skills, they have a process that they follow. And obviously that process has a bit of flexibility if the market conditions change or whatever. But, you know, there's a process that you know that if you follow that, you do your preparation properly, all of that stuff, that you should be coming out profitable, or, you know, you should be making good trades. And then it's kind of the human factors that come in and actually disrupt you from following that process, or basically you get in your own way. And that can be a whole range of different things, like, as you say, fear, greed, lack of self-belief, focus, all of these different kind of factors that relate to our mindset and our emotions and our beliefs can derail us from following that process. And that's really something that, you know, it's so important, but not every trader realizes that it's something that they can actually train for, and that they can actually build up skills in that area so that they gain an edge on that side of things, as opposed to, you know, just being a victim of self-sabotage, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I found that a trader, 70% of a trader's success is with his, I mean, if he can deal with the issues he has between his ears versus the mechanical disciplines and processes. You know, it's always seems to be that, like, with when success breeds complacency and failure breeds fear, I really.
Yeah, completely. So your performance then feeds back into different emotions. I think with fear and greed, they're both so interesting and they come up a lot. So I work with clients on a one-to-one basis very intensively. Mm-hmm. So we really dig into, you know, these concepts of like how fear and how greed disrupt your process. So from a practical perspective, something like fear, when it pops up, it can impact you in different ways in terms of your actual like activity in the market. So if you have a fear of taking on risk, say, you know, in fear of making mistakes, then you're potentially going to be overcautious, and maybe, you know, you're not actually banking as much profit as you could be. And then on the other side of the scale, you might have the fear of missing out. So if you're, you know, really driven to be so successful and you really want to impose yourself in the market, maybe you become overactive, you're taking too many trades, you know, so it can work against you that way. So it's, And greed to me is also, it kind of comes from the same family. So all of these different emotions that can drive our behavior in the market and, you know, mess us up, they link to beliefs that we have about ourselves, like these core kind of limiting beliefs. So for example, while greed on the surface, you know, it might look like somebody, they're not following their process because maybe where they should be getting out of the trade, they think that, you know, there's an opportunity to make more and more profit, so they stay in, even though the conservative thing would be to get out. That type of behavior can come from these beliefs that people hold about themselves at a very core level. For example, in the in the greed side of things, it could be around, you know, maybe that somebody doesn't feel worthy or good enough, that their self-esteem is low and they need external validation to feel good. And that's, I know this sounds very deep, but it's actually a really common thing that comes up with the people I work with, that when you dig down to those core beliefs, then you can really understand, you know, why you're taking that action of staying in the trade too long, or why you're focused on the P&L instead of your process. So when you can really peel back the layers and get to the root of that belief, it unlocks the whole kind of automatic, you know, train of action that happens. And it helps you to master that, so that you find that you can actually, while you might be feeling like you need to chase the profit, you can actually disrupt yourself and say, hang on, actually, what am I doing here? Is this, you know, is this going to make me money, or is this an emotional reaction? And it gives you that self-awareness to actually stop and reflect and take the appropriate action that's going to bring you success.
Okay. So how do you fix that? I mean, let's talk about fear. How do you overcome that? Is it practice or?
So the first step, and this is true across any performance domain, so, you know, trading, professional sport, whatever it is that you're looking at, if you want to really overcome any of those behaviors that are sabotaging you, it's all about self-awareness. So it's really understanding, like having a great understanding of, one, what your fear actually is. So like we were saying, you know, it could be a fear of risk, taking on risk, or it could be a fear of missing out, you know, and they will actually play out in very different practical ways in your trading. So it's about understanding what's going on. So understand what human factors are impacting your performance. So in this case, you know, I understand that fear is actually making me deviate from my process. Then understanding how it impacts your performance. So is that, if it's the fear of missing out, I'm over trading, that's a consequence. Or if it's the fear of taking on risk, then, you know, I'm not taking as many trades as I should be. Or and then it's to try and actually unlock that and to change your behavior, it's about getting a bit deeper to understand the root of it. So like I was talking about these core limiting beliefs. And then it's actually, so in how I work with clients, we do this whole, you know, deep dive to really understand the whole picture of what's going on. So we pull it apart like a jigsaw puzzle. And then it's about creating very simple practical strategies that address that. So, for example, it might be you start rating yourself on how well you stuck to your process. So maybe, you know, you're rating yourself out of 10 on how well you stuck to your process on each trade. And then you're kind of reviewing that over time. So you're building up awareness and accountability for what might be, have been up to now automatic, where you were just, you know, over trading or whatever, like without thinking about it. So now you're bringing more self-awareness, but we use practical strategies while you're trading to do that. But it can be a difficult thing to do without the help of an objective person to kind of help you really pull that apart. So, so there are like techniques that you can use, but they're always better when they're really personally tailored to your specific, you know, habits, thoughts, emotions, and your specific trade.
Okay. No, I learned to use the five whys, okay? Mean, I'd say, you know, why am I not trading the way I am? Come up with an answer, and then I'd say, why am I doing, you know, just keep trying to dig down while I'm trying to find a real reason that I'm not doing or performing the way I should be. Is that okay?
That's exactly it. So what you're doing there is exactly what I was talking about developing self-awareness. So it sounds like, you know, some big psychological concept, but it's really just knowing yourself better and understanding what's going on better. So trying to dig down to the root of, you know, yeah, exactly. Why am I over trading? Why am I staying in the trade too long? And the more you kind of dig into those questions and keep going with the questions and keep asking why, you should get to the root of what's happening. And once you understand the root of it, then the, you know, the solution to changing it is much more straightforward. And it's interesting as well, because I think sometimes people forget that sometimes the most basic functions like, you know, sleep, diet, hydration, they can all have an impact on our performance. And so while it's really useful to look at the emotional side of things and how that might be, how your mindset might be impacting your trading, if you're not even covering off the basic things like, did I get enough sleep last night? You know, am I staying hydrated? throughout the day while I'm trading, because that's obviously going to impact your the sharpness of how you're thinking and your decision making. Like, they're all really important factors to consider as well, because sometimes you may assume that there's a bigger issue happening. You know, you might be thinking, oh, is my focus off for all these emotional reasons? And it literally could be something as simple as you just have been on a run where you haven't got enough sleep, or, you know, your diet hasn't been great. So when we're talking about peak performance, it's really important to look at every aspect. So yes, mindset and emotions, but also all the, you know, the preparation, the review, the basic functions like sleep, nutrition, hydration, and all of that side of things too.
So you recommend first that people become kind of self-aware of their body and try and figure out if they're ready to treat or not too, right? That's what you're
Absolutely. Yeah. So even down to, and I know this might sound ridiculous, but you know, if someone's been out at the weekend and they're hungover on a Saturday and it might be carrying over a bit, like, honestly, this is genuinely something I've worked with traders on, that it just makes you that bit less sharp. And that's fine if you're just trying to get by and, you know, you're not concerned with like becoming the best of the best and really getting the most out of your trading. But if you're looking for peak performance and to be in that, you know, the 1% of consistently profitable traders, then it is literally every factor like that you need to look at. So a really good, actually, I can explain this quite quickly here, and it's a tool that your listeners could use. Yeah, it's a performance profile. So this is a technique that I would use with people at the very start of coaching. So we kind of look at every single factor that impacts your performance under the headings of physical factors, mental factors, your skill, your technical factors. So, you know, that would actually be like your ability to read the markets and things like that. And then lifestyle factors. So people literally list every single thing that they think under each of those headings impacts performance. And then they rate themselves out of 10 on all of them. And that's a great way to start building that self-awareness in a very practical way. So you should get a really good idea of, you know, you'd be able to see if your sleep is a 3 out of 10. Well, that's obviously the first place to go to, because it doesn't matter if you're the most confident person in the world. If you're operating on, you know, 2 hours sleep a night, you're just not going to be firing on all cylinders. So that's a good way to even start that process of kind of mapping out, like, where am I and what's working for me and what needs improvement.
Yeah. Now, you know, we talked about the physical side of it, the mental side of it. Can we talk a little bit about that? Where, you know, I think one of the things you mentioned was self-esteem. I mean, what's a good way to build that back up or to build it up? I mean, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. And that's something I would say that every single client I've worked with in, you know, whatever, 12 years, everybody wants to work on confidence and self-esteem. Even the most confident professional athletes, like, everyone wants to improve that. And the good thing is that it's like a muscle, you know, it's a skill that you can kind of work on, as opposed to something that you're either born with or you're not. So some really effective techniques for that are, you know, using visualization or affirmations, positive self-talk. So I don't know, is that something that people would be familiar with, or explain that in a little bit more detail?
No, I use some self subliminal tapes to, when I get a chance to kind of, you know, when I'm resting or, you know, not doing anything, is, you know, either self-confidence or self-esteem or just a mental image of an affirmation to be positive about stuff. Does that work?
Yeah, that it absolutely does. And it's, it can sound funny to people, but, you know, there's a ton of scientific research actually behind the power of visualization and self-talk. So it is actually proven, you know, to help performance. And it might feel a little uncomfortable for people, but once you start using it and you start seeing the results, then, you know, it's a good incentive to keep going with it. But just like you say, those the subliminal tapes, and you can either create scripts for yourself or you can listen to ones that are out there. They're really powerful because they actually change your beliefs and build your confidence at a subconscious level. And actually, I think it's like 95% of our brain is subconscious. So that's really where you get those performance benefits. If you, you know, if you do the work at that level, then you see it. Because if only 5% of our brain is conscious. It's really our subconscious that is running the show. So those tapes and scripts and stuff really help. And I was actually laughing with my friends yesterday at dinner because I use all these techniques myself. That's why I can stand over them and say that they work as well. But I was saying, if anyone ever robbed my phone, there's so many affirmation scripts on there that I'd probably be highly embarrassed. But to me, you know, they work.
So does the subliminal, stuff, you know, we talked about it working. Is there a better time to use it, or is it just a quiet time the best time to use it?
Yeah, so it depends on sort of what exactly you're using. But generally, I think before you go into bed, kind of before you sleep, you're in a more relaxed state, and that's a good time to listen to like affirmation scripts or those kind of hypnosis subliminal things, because your brain's just more willing to listen and to be receptive at that point. But for things like visualization, you know, anytime, it's better to do it than to not do it. So, you know, while it might be optimal to do it at night, if you can grab 10 minutes during the day, that's fine. As long as you're in a place that's quiet and you're not going to be disturbed and you can really focus on what you're doing. I think it's really key as well to say that, you know, none of these techniques are meant to be dragged out over hours. Like, it's consistency of implementing them that will bring results. So 10 minutes of visualization 4 times a week will give you results. You know, you don't need to be sitting there kind of cross-legged and in the lotus position for an hour every day, you know. So I think that's important, that people can actually start incorporating mental conditioning into their trading, and it shouldn't be a big drain on their time. You know, it should be something that they can actually quite easily implement and bring into their trading.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I've read a lot of books about trading and talked to traders, but nobody ever really mentions, you know, the self-teaching or, you know, the mental preparation in terms of trading. It's kind of an interesting issue for me. Do you think that, you know, I guess the other part of this is, and we talked a little bit about self-esteem. You know, everybody has problems with that. Is there a way to fix that too? Or is it the same way as we?
Some of it is, you know, to get the best strategies, it's really about looking at quite a personal level of what's going on for you. But some really common techniques to improve self-esteem and confidence are the visualization, the affirmations, the positive self-talk, but also goal setting, which sounds very simple and straightforward, but actually setting really effective goals for yourself and helping, that helps you to focus on the right things at the right time. And then by doing that, you actually see progress, and it's kind of by consistently tracking your progress over time and seeing yourself evolve, that is one of the biggest sources of self-esteem. So it's just kind of like formalizing something that you're probably doing anyway, but if you do it in that conscious, proactive way, it really has a big impact on increasing your self-esteem and your confidence.
Now, when you talk about goal setting, are you talking about, you know, I want to be a millionaire, or tomorrow I want to make $50? Which one?
So really interesting. And this, like, I could talk about this topic, honestly, for hours on end, even though it seems simple, there's a lot to it. Everything from, so knowing your long-term vision is, you know, key. You want to know what direction you're headed in and what you want your lifestyle to look like and how much profit you want to make in a year, for sure. But this is actually talking about kind of the goals that you would set on a day-to-day basis. So an example of a goal, a process goal. So that would be, you know, I want to get 7 hours sleep every night. I want to do my visualization 4 times this week. They're all goals that will ultimately help you increase your performance. And then you've got more specific goals, like maybe it is that I want to take 100% of valid setups. Like, that would be a good goal to set and track on a day-to-day basis in your trading. So you're getting away from that idea of looking at the profit, the P&L all the time. Because that kind of heightens pressure, and that's one of the things that would deviate you from your process, you know, focusing on the P&L too much. So if you can set goals that are a step removed from that, that are completely in your control, they're really good benchmarks of to focus on to help you in your trading, and then also good benchmarks of progress. Because sometimes, you know, no matter how well you execute your process, maybe the market's against you, maybe there's factors that you can't control. So when you focus on these goals that are completely within your control, it's a really helpful way to build up your confidence and self-esteem. And it helps you keep the right focus when you're trading as well then. So it actually stops that tendency to, you know, the greed and the fear. It pulls you away from that.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good subject to expound on and maybe another meeting. What about, you know, we've had a couple of students come back and say, they're working on the why they want to trade. And, you know, one of them, what they're doing is putting together a vision board. What's your thoughts on that?
I am the biggest fan of vision boards. It's not even funny. I love them. I honestly, like, from a psychology perspective, vision boards are really helping you to clarify your why, your purpose, and where you're going. And that's the kind of thing that will sustain you, you know, through those days where, say, it's just the markets have gone against you, you've had a really awful day for whatever reason, and you need to have that resilience to get up the next day, forget about what happened and carry on. And it's the people who are so clear on why they trade and, you know, that they have such enjoyment from actually the process of trading, never mind the results of it. They're the people that will actually be able to keep putting in the work and keep bouncing back after mistakes. And they're ultimately the people that will be successful over a long-term basis. And the vision boards, I find them great because if you're a visual person and, you know, so I suppose just to explain that in case anyone's not familiar with what they are, it would be, you know, where you put up a board on your wall and you stick photos or pictures of, you know, what you want your life to look like, your ideal life. And it can be things that, you know, are not in your life currently. So things that you aspire to have. Sure. But by seeing it every day, even if you're not, you know, consciously staring at it or focusing on it, it's going into your subconscious again, and you're reinforcing the idea that this is what you're working towards. So in my experience, they're really powerful, but they're also a great way to tap into that sort of creative side of your brain that doesn't necessarily always get such a look in. I think it's a really powerful tool.
Okay. Well, we're running out of time. How do people get a hold of you?
Sure. So probably the best way is I have a website, and I'll just spell it out because my name is not that usual. So it's www.credeperformance.com. So that's credeperformance.com. So you can check out what I do there and how I help traders to gain a mental edge to maximize profit. And another great place to reach me is actually LinkedIn. So if you just search my name on LinkedIn, as far as I know, there's only one Creda Sheehy Kelly there. And, you know, feel free to message me and I'll get straight back to you. And I also post a good few resources and videos and that on both platforms. So people can, you know, check those out for a bit of help with their trading without ever going as far as coaching as well.
Okay. Well, you know, I really appreciate taking the time to talk to me.
Oh, it's been fab to talk to you. I really enjoyed it. So thanks for having me.
Okay. Well, this is Mark. Talk to you later.
Hey, everybody. I want to mention, too, that we have a YouTube site called Safe Day Trading, which we show you trades that we make with the techniques that we use. You can also send me questions that you might have at mark@safedaytrading.org. Anyway, talk to you later.